Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out advice. How to win in a fight against a penguin, should you fuck your friends, and when is the best time for two bottoms to snap into a Slim Jim? To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. So stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag PsychoBabble.
Hello.
Good day. I checked the time.
Oh my God. Thank you for being so time conscious.
You're welcome.
You know that stresses me out because I'm like, it's not morning.
Before you keep talking.
Yes.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's giving me Christmas.
It is. I thought Christmas in February.
Sure.
When is this episode going up?
It's going up.
Christmas in February?
Great.
Thanks.
Well, there was...
I love a good shirt with collar buttons.
Did you know?
And in fact, I try not to buy button-downs that don't have collar buttons.
Well, let me just change your life.
I hate...
You can go into any...
I heard
tailor.
And have them do
and
that.
And they'll add buttons.
Wow.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, there's a tailor by my apartment. And I thought, I'm going to go walk over there and just ask... What are you capable of? So that I know in case of an emergency.
Do you ever, well, you know.
Like I have a boot that needs a new zipper.
That you would have to go to a boot specialist.
No, because it's, Steven, my roommate, tried to argue this with me too. It's not actually like the zipper's broken, just the little latch on the zipper.
What kind of boot?
It's like a winter boot.
Oh. Did you bring it for Tahoe?
No.
We just
the zipper's broken.
We didn't
wear
even talk
it.
About Tahoe yet.
Yeah, you
well,
didn't.
We went to Tahoe.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
I loved it.
I had a good time.
Yes.
It was, I didn't get out of my pajamas once.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Was I was great. Thinking about it. I brought multiple pajama sets and wore them.
What all. Were there any takeaways from our quiplash? I feel like
yes.
Eras of quiplash. So
listen,
quiplash is a
listen,
game where you like
listen.
Submit answers that are funny and blah, blah, blah. But like they start to get inside jokey.
I've been meaning to text Brett all 2 days since we've been in Tahoe,
yeah.
And tell him about Collie Underwoof.
Oh, I hated it. So what was the question?
The prompt was, what's a good name for a country singing dog?
Collie Underwoof.
Collie Underwoof.
I knew it
that
was Corey's answer. When it came on the board, there's always two options to
so
vote between.
I jealous of Collie Underwoof.
I saw that and I go, Corey, I'm not voting for you.
name a better country singing dog.
I don't know.
Go.
You're
like, Lady Paw Paw.
No!
Because dogs
think,
have
let
paws.
Me think.
I'm just spitballing here.
I'm trying to think of something with Casey Musgraves.
Casey Muskrat?
No. I don't know.
See, sucks to suck. I had 30 seconds.
I would have had 90
I came
seconds.
Up,
I can't take
And I came up with
seconds.
Collie Underwolf.
That's fine. You
That's
can have
iconic.
It. That's iconic. Whatever.
In fact, tweet us a picture of a dog. That
no,
looks like
tweet us
Carrie
if you have
Underwood.
A better name for than Carrie Collie Underwoof for a country singing dog.
They're gonna have all this time to
what
think
about
it.
Shania.
Exactly. You suck at this.
It's hard, I guess. Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
just Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Wow.
That is a country singing dog.
She went there. I'm kidding. So today, speaking of
you guys sending us things.
Yeah. So we asked you guys on Twitter and everywhere to send us questions because we like to do advice episodes. We've done like maybe 6 or 7 so far. Perhaps 30.
I'm like, there's literally like 20.
Every so often we do an advice episode. And if you want
And you're like, oh, this is so new.
I love doing new things. This is our first time ever doing an advice episode. And if you want to submit a question, you can do that by emailing
psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. And if you can't spell psychobabble,
that's literally your fucking problem.
Didn't we have that thing? One of our friends said, to remember how to spell psycho, you say, please say you'll come home. Okr.
No, who said that?
Well, it was...
please say you'll come home.
What's that guy from that... country
bitch,
you know, Brett's friend,
Collie Underwolf.
No, Brett's friend from that country that's not
Ireland
and not,
but not
UK.
Scotland.
He's from Scotland.
Yeah
he was like, oh, I remember how to spell psych because it's please say you'll come home.
Okay.
And I said okay.
Anyway, so email psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Right. Here's how you do it. You submit your questions by the subject line
being good
and being specific about what it's about in 5 words or less.
Wow, you're only giving them 5 words.
Just sum it up, sis. If the subject is help, bitch, mark just spam. Like, wow. Learn how to send an email.
And what if it's help with 18 exclamation points? Because I do see that a lot.
No.
So you're saying I have permission to just send a trash.
Good subject. And then in the body, it can get specific. It doesn't have to be like, how do I get a man? Like, tell us your life story. We'll figure it. Well, not
we'll read
the whole
it.
Life story.
We'll read it.
We'll sum it up. Make it. It can be specific. We can help you individually. It doesn't have to be like a general question.
So are you ready for the first one?
Yes. What's the first question?
The first question comes from P.
Mm.
And P has a very hard-hitting question.
P, what do you need to know?
P says, do you fuck friends?
Yes. But... it needs to be said that we've never even looked at each other in the eye. This is the first time.
We don't
time.
Even hold hands.
Yeah. This feels like, wow. Who's Jesus and who's that other fuck?
One's Adam. Like this. One's like this.
Yeah. That would make you Jesus. No, I'm up here.
Bitch, I'm Jesus.
You're Adam.
Bitch.
Was Jesus a brunette? Then I guess
How old is Jesus die at?
33.
I'm closer to Jesus' age than you are.
Well, Sue.
So you're Adam.
What was Jesus up to in his mid-20s? Much?
He got freaky. Mm. He turned.
Did he fuck his friends?
He turned, well.
He had 12 apostles.
Do you have friends that you fuck?
Yes. Next question.
I would say.
I'm just all about, we are adults. Who cares?
But like not any good friends.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Who?
I'm not telling you.
I would say no. I would say, like, I definitely have had people that I guess I would call friends because they're not boyfriends that I've hooked up with regularly.
So this is your answer.
But
yes,
they're
you
not
fuck friends.
But they're not friends. Like, your one neighbor, for instance. We never, like,
you
hung
wouldn't call
out.
Yourself. I would. So I have friends that I have been
we
friends
never went
with.
Out with, like, a group of friends. It was just, like, a low hangout.
I've just
chill.
Had friends that are, like, we're both chill.
Just a couple of chill bros.
Just chill bros.
Trying to be
hanging.
Femme at the gym.
Bitch. No, not Raymond.
I wasn't saying that.
I thought that's what you were saying. No, I just have friends that I'm just like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're both like, ooh.
Do you give them open mouth kisses?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say open mouth something else.
Who is it?
It's not just one.
Whoa.
I just
You have
very,
lots of friends?
Yeah, who cares?
I agree.
I'm able to
would you ever like would you ever like play swords with a friend?
I have recently. The other day I was at BFD. Do you know what BFD is?
Big Fat Dick.
Big Fat Dick Night.
Yeah.
At the bar. If you're not in West Hollywood, there are things here that are not in mid-Michigan. One of them is Big Fat Dick Night. It's where you go. It's a bar. And there's a back room. People are going to see this and be like, the gays. We must stop them.
This is the gay agenda.
This is the gay agenda. There's a back room where you take a picture of your dick.
Optional. You don't have to do
this. Well, there was somebody that took a picture of their asshole.
One of our friends did that.
Yeah. Who?
I don't want to name names.
Anyway, they'll take a picture of whatever you want to present. And then they'll put all of them up and everyone votes.
Is it like a screen, like our screens here?
No.
Where it like changes?
It's a big printed picture and they put it up.
How big?
And there's like a rope and then they latch them on like it's dirty laundry.
How do I get the job of being the photographer?
The fluffer? No, the photographer.
I don't know. I think it's an esteemed photographer.
Now, do they use depth on the iPhone?
No, it's not an iPhone 7 picture, though it is heavy flash, which is good for everyone.
You think?
Well, after seeing some of those pictures, I think the flash helps.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been to Big Fat Dick.
Anyway, so you all vote, and then there were some people campaigning for their picture. They were like, vote for five, it's me. I was like,
what? Your life is weird. So do you fuck friends?
So I was there, and I peed with a friend, and we were both just, like, peeing together.
In a urinal or a toilet?
At a toilet. A toilet.
Would you ever go to Toosies in a urinal?
No. There's not much room there. I guess we were cuddled in close to pee.
I mean...
So the answer is yes.
You get up to things, I guess.
I just am free-spirited.
I would say friends, people who I consider, like, actual friends.
I know I wouldn't make some like of your friends that you've hooked up with.
I know, but I won't make it a regular thing. They're not, like, a fuck buddy, per se.
Whatever. So we have an unconsensus there.
Well, this person just wants to know... the options.
I think it... Okay, so,
fuck a friend, fuck a friend.
I would say have an open, honest conversation.
Yeah.
Because they might start developing feelings. You might start developing feelings. I think if you both go into it, like, knowing your expectations, if y'all are just trying to, like, make out and jerk it, like, who cares? I just feel like if you're going to do it alone, you might as well do it with a friend.
Sounds like true romance. Make out and jerk it.
If it's like a Monday at 7 p.m. and you're just like going to do it, you might as well have a friend over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why you should make friends in your building.
That is true.
Anyway, I hope that answers your question, P.
P, best of luck in your endeavors.
Let us know if you do fuck a friend. And be safe out there.
If it's consensual, if it's mutually beneficial, yeah. If everyone's happy at the end,
you got
God bless.
Itch to scratch.
Scratch that itch hanging. What's the next question?
What's the next question? This one is via Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
From Obsessing Oakley says, A friend and I would like to know, if you had the chance, would you fight a penguin? And do you think you could win?
If I had the chance... If there were no consequences socially and culturally,
yeah. If you weren't mic'd and or being filmed,
If it weren't
coming from someone
too,
who wants to kick a dog every time they hike Runyon, trust me, you would fight a penguin.
I don't know if I would fight a penguin. I would much prefer to kick
you
a small
tease
dog.
Animals.
I don't tease the animal. but
so you tease animals.
I don't know if I would fight a penguin.
What if it was like...
I feel like a penguin would fuck me up. Did you not see the video of that one?
I mean, this is clearly what they're referencing is that video we talked about.
So there's a video of penguins fighting over
Empire,
a lady.
Empire penguins fighting.
What was that?
And they get bloody.
Yeah, it gets bloody. There's eyes gouging. I'm like, though I do have an advantage...
Because you're...
My Warby Parker Tyler Oakley glasses. You might be familiar.
Bitch, that would break and shatter, and then you would just get glass in your eye.
No, these are high quality. High quality.
Come here. Scooch a little closer. Scooch a little closer.
No, I would not fight a penguin.
Come to mother.
Would you?
I mean, what's the context? Like, am I trying to, like, survive?
Did it steal my man?
Did it start the fight?
Did it try to start something?
I'm not going to let somebody start a fight and me not finish it.
Did it say that Carly wasn't robbed at the Grammys?
Ray Jepsen?
Yeah. Is there any other?
I thought you were talking about our friend Carly.
Carly.
I was like,
robbed
I didn't realize
at the Grammys. Somebody took his wallet.
He dropped a new album. So you would fight a penguin?
If it provoked me.
I mean, you are about as tall as a penguin.
That's offensive.
You don't got those beaks.
I saw a video of penguins being very, they slip around. What is it called? Clumsy.
Slide?
They're clumsy by
goofs.
Fergie.
There's just a couple of penguins.
So I would fuck up a penguin, and I think I would have an advantage because I would come in with cleats.
This doesn't say, by the way, you get to bring something.
Well, if I know the fight
is
happening.
No, you're like walking, and surprise,
oh,
here's
so it's
the
a surprise
penguin.
To both of us.
Oh, no, this penguin's been coming
The penguin
for
knows,
you.
So the penguin can bring cleats, but I can't.
If they make little penguin cleats.
Yeah, I do. If I see one more fucking dog with, like, little booties on its feet in a sweater. No.
You're going to kick it?
Yes, I'm going to kick it off Runyon.
So, you've heard it here first. Tyler likes to fight animals.
Would you fight the penguin? Answer yes or no.
Yeah, if it tried to fuck with me, I'm a fucking
animal. And do you think you would win?
Of course. I'm like
I don't think
four
I would
times
win.
As big as a penguin.
I don't
That's
think
like
I would
when
win.
You used to watch the movie Chucky. And
Never
and
saw
you're,
it.
What?
Duh.
So if you've ever seen the movie Chucky and you're the doll's just killing everyone and you're like, wouldn't you just run up and kick that doll in the face?
Isn't it a murdering doll?
It's a possessed doll.
Well.
But it's got the stature of a, like...
How hefty is the doll?
It's got a
Is it dense?
No,
how
it's
dense
full
is
of
the penguin?
It's full of cotton.
Is
would you kick a Chucky?
Is not, but a penguin's full of meats. That's dense.
If you kill the penguin, you can eat it.
If you tried to kick,
think
punch,
about that.
I would like to eat it. Is what's penguin meat like?
Juicy.
Ranch would go.
Yeah.
It's a bird. It's like chicken. I love, you know what I love?
What? Please tell me.
Day after Thanksgiving meal where it's like cold meat and Italian dressing and lettuce.
Italian dressing?
And stuffing.
What about corn. A bread and then the turkey and then the stuffing and a little mashed potato
Havarti.
Moment?
No, I don't
Havarti.
Like
Havarti.
Kind of, I don't like mashed
your
potato.
Your sandwich sounds awful.
Anyway, what I'm saying is imagine that but with penguin.
Yeah, delicious.
Penguin that you killed.
Yeah. So you
tastes
earned
extra
this
good.
Sandwich.
Yeah,
you fucking, fought for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Yes, we would.
We would. Good question.
Next question. This isn't advice. This is just a question.
Yeah, it's like, what would your advice be? Like, how do you fight a penguin? Bring cleats?
Yes, that's
sure.
the answer.
Okay. Moving right along. Mm. This next one's a little bit long.
Okay.
This is from G.
Set the scene.
G says, I'm G, and I think I'm in love. Mm. I'm 20 years old, and I've never been in a relationship, but for the past 3 months, I feel like I'm falling for someone. Mm. Let's call him A. Mm. A is great. We work at a restaurant together. We spend all of our time together, blah, blah, blah. A couple of weeks ago, we finally kissed for the first time. It was amazing.
Amazing?
But there's a problem.
Oh, God.
See, A is 100% bottom.
Oh, so these are the gays.
And I always label myself as a bottom, too. Mm. How am I supposed to deal with this now? I really like him, and I don't want it to be a deal breaker, but I don't know how to approach this.
Wow.
So do two bottoms make a top? We've talked about this, I think.
Two bottoms don't make a right. If there's...
You're calling two bottoms wrong?
I wouldn't call it wrong. I'm just kidding. So I have encountered this dilemma as a Christian.
You have?
Yeah.
You're 100% bottom?
No, what I'm saying is somebody who is a stern one thing.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Limiting yourself.
I think you can do whatever you dream. Your body is your temple. Trounce around as you will.
Kill a penguin.
Kill a penguin, only bottom. But if you are dating somebody like that and that's a problem for you, if it's a deal breaker, if you want that sweet, sweet dick or that sweet, sweet butt, then like...
Figure it out.
I would have that conversation.
I mean, how maybe they're only 100% bottom because they've never been with you.
Mm.
Maybe they want to top you.
I mean... If the person is 100% bottom and you are fine with that, then good to go. But if you ever want that, maybe there are other ways to...
I'm sure. Double-ended dildo.
Right. I have... Oh, my God. I was going
Ride
through pictures.
It. Work the middle.
I was going through pictures that
of
Corey
what?
And I have sent
oh, yeah.
to each other. And I was, like, 200 pictures deep because we send all day back and forth pictures and GIFs and, like, screenshots and things. And
there was a section.
There was a whole
we
section
had a moment.
Of girls with weird, not weird, not atypical dildo moments.
Yeah. Girls with unusual dildo moments? Just something you would, maybe it's not unusual per se,
well, there was,
but something unexpected.
There was a girl with a dildo in.
Wasn't
and she
this
pulls
all,
it
this
out
was on one
she's
whole
sucking
tumbler.
One dildo and then it comes out and some other girl's sucking it and then they kiss in the middle with the dildo in both of their mouths.
Maybe
so
that's
to answer
what
your
G&A
question,
needs.
Maybe that's what you need.
Also, like, you've only had a first kiss. Like, go to Applebee's and talk about this.
Yeah.
Get a...
Oh, my God.
I can't see it. What is it? Oh, shit. Wow.
So maybe there are options for you and your partner.
Wow.
I support exploring those. But listen.
Like I said.
You're 20.
Go to Applebee's.
You've gone on a couple dates.
Get
you've
a
had your first
fajita
kiss.
Roll up.
Have that conversation. And I feel like go with the flow as the night happens. I feel like a lot of fun things happen if you both go into it with an open mind.
Listen, who at 20 didn't think they were a stern one or the other?
At 20? At 20, I thought I was... You thought you were straight.
I didn't think I was straight. That's problematic.
I don't know what you thought. I can't... I'm not in your mind.
I was out to people when I was 20. Not everybody. Mm. I didn't touch.
Did you think you were a stern anything ever?
No, I've always been like, live a little. Try
everything
twice. I feel
like this is perpetuated. People thinking that they're a stern one or the other is perpetuated by a lack of discussion within the community or representation of like, oh, when you see a character on a show that's in a relationship, you're like, oh, that's the bottom in
well,
the relationship.
I think
like that's not how it works.
I was
usually. surprised to see that the person said that they were 20 and that they were both bottoms, because that makes me feel good, because a lot of young gay people think, like you said, they have to be a top, or they feel like it's like effeminate to be a bottom.
Right.
Like they're like the girl in the relationship.
I feel like it all stems back to people being like, oh, who's the girl in the relationship? And then that gets turned into, oh, who's the more dominant one, or who's the top? As if
who's
that's
a mask
something
queen.
Or as if that's the thing to be, yeah, or wanna be, or aspire to be. And so when you go into it with the expectation of you are in this box, I think that messes up a lot of
boxes.
Relationships. Is thinking that you have to be a certain thing, or that it's not flexible.
Try new things. Have a conversation.
So, okay, but to answer this question, they both are flexible, they've tried things, and
they're
they have decided
stern,
they're stern,
stern, stern, stern bottoms.
Do you think that is a deal breaker?
No. No, love is love. Maybe they want to have an open relationship.
I don't think
maybe
it's necessarily
they want a throuple.
Like a breaker.
No.
But I will say, if you don't try to figure it out in your own way and how to find ways to make that work,
yeah,
it can lead to a feeling of like, it's unfulfilling.
What's a deal breaker for you?
You know, I used to have a lot of deal breakers, but the older I get, the more flexible I am with like, I used to not want to date somebody who was like way taller than me, and now I'm like, oh, who cares?
You'll climb that tree,
right?
I was thinking this morning. I was like,
the older
I
get, the more I'm like, open.
I was like, I wonder if I'm single because I have too comprehensive of a deal breaker list. Like this
Here's
morning,
a
I
deal
thought
breaker that I think
I
we
could
both
never
have.
Date someone who was born on Christmas.
Jesus, no,
like imagine
that is a bit much.
I was thinking. Well,
I could never date
never.
Somebody who would do a flash mob to propose to me. And you know right off
it's
the bat.
It's going to be too late. It's going to
no,
be too late.
No, you know date one if they're the type.
You're stereotyping?
I know who they are.
Would I?
No. Would you want somebody to propose to you with a flash
We've
mob?
We've been over this. I don't want to be proposed to. It's a conversation.
So anyway.
Like.
A deal breaker to me. And here's a controversial.
Born on Christmas.
Born on Christmas.
Tell me about a worse deal breaker.
What about Hanukkah?
Imagine.
That's a full span
Imagine.
Of like a fucking week.
Oh, God. My husband's birthday's on Christmas.
Imagine if they want to get married on New Year's.
Ugh. My dad did. My dad got married on New Year's Eve.
I hate that.
Wow. Can't believe you hate my dad. I'll report back.
Is a deal breaker for you a smoker?
Yes.
That's controversial. I think we said that once in a podcast, and everyone was like, how dare you? It's an addiction.
I think I saw that, and yeah. I was like, fuck you.
I mean, it's just like,
I'm sorry, I'm not going to kiss you if you smoke. You heard it here first, and don't be born on Christmas.
Okay, next question.
Next question. We hope we answered that for you.
Trans Anatomy.
Is that like Grey's Anatomy?
Says, what's the worst piece of advice you ever received?
Ooh. Worst piece of advice I've ever received?
Probably. I was going to say, bring what? Cleats to a penguin fight.
Have you had any bad advice?
I'm trying to think. I think.
Maybe we're just both so great at life because we've never gotten bad advice.
I have heard from some friends that are in the Hollywood community of getting advice of like, tone it down. Have you ever gotten that?
People told you to turn down your gay?
Yeah. Like to be more marketable or to be more like
sellable.
I've
never been told that.
And not even just in Hollywood. That could be applicable to anywhere, I'm sure.
Tone it down. Did they end it with like
Hanny?
Gay.
Tone it down. You gay.
You gay.
No, that's not advice that I've gotten though. What's the worst advice I've ever gotten?
I don't think I've had bad advice.
I don't think I'm sure I have. I just don't really take people's
now,
advice.
Now like
often.
When you were in like theater and like high school, did they ever give you bad advice? Like,
I don't think I take people's advice.
I've never heard a more truer statement about
so
you.
So when I think of whose bad advice I've ever gotten, I'm like, I just, yeah. One in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
Same with good advice. And here I am.
Wow. Wait, so what a great question. Trends in anatomy.
Do you not have one?
I really don't. I don't know.
Fuck
Maybe
it.
People don't give me advice.
What does S want to know?
S wants to know, I was just wondering if you guys edit any audio or now video out of the episodes, or is everything completely raw? If you do edit stuff out, how do you decide what stays and what goes?
The only thing that I think that really gets cut out and that has ever gotten cut out, we've done like how many episodes? 120
over,
or something?
Over 100.
The only thing that ever gets cut out is if we're both taking a beat and we're like, okay, what are we talking about next? And both of us are like looking at our computer and like, okay, what? Do you want to talk about that? Like, that's the only thing that I think
take
really
a breath.
Gets cut. Or if I go on a tangent sometimes and I'm like, that's so unnecessary. Can we just cut all of that?
I'm like, he just went around and around. Bitch. And I like reached under the table for a snack.
What kind of snack? God,
I imagined salami. A double-ended dildo. Right when I said it, I just thought salami. But it could have been because I just looked at a double-ended dildo.
Jesus Christ.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Am I right?
Would you bottom for a Slim Jim?
Again?
Would you rather eat a Slim Jim or date a Jim who's slim?
I've done both.
Bitch.
I have.
Okay.
What would you rather?
Eat a Slim Jim. I like a bit of a meat.
Yeah.
A thick, in many ways.
A thick meat.
Yeah. If a Jim's too slim.
What?
I like a
You like a meaty. Like Do a you meat. Like the thin, thin Slim Jims? You like a bag of...
You know what I like?
You get that low the sodium, like, teriyaki.
I do get that. Yeah. I do. Sometimes I'll get that. I was grocery shopping, and I thought, I'm going to just have this around the house. Around the house? A bag of beef jerky. And I got it. I opened it. It smelled just like dog food, and I couldn't taste anything else. So I ate the whole bag. This has happened to me a couple times recently where things just smell like dog food to me. Wow. That queso in Tahoe. And maybe I was just feeling myself. Maybe I was gone. And I was like, does this smell like
dog food
to you?
What kind of dog food?
It smelled like a...
Like a wet or a dry?
You know when they show all the grains in dog food and all the meats? I was looking at this queso and thinking, dog food. Grains, meats, dog food. What was the question? What would we cut out of an episode?
We'll scratch this conversation. We'll act as if you never...
What is the next question?
...asked us anything. This is from another tweet-in. G-Mount.
It's Jem.
That's G-Mount.
I know who this is.
G-Mount?
Yeah. Just ask a question.
Jem Mount says, I've never been to a march yet, and I love hearing stories about them. So what's the best/funny experience you've had at a march, and who's the most interesting person you've ever met? I assume they're talking about, like, protest marches?
Yeah. Or it could be, like, a pride parade, or it could be...
Or, like, a...
I'm assuming this is about, like...
Like a Christmas march?
Ooh.
Nutcrackers? Ooh. Do you ever have a nut or a cracker?
A cracker.
Yes.
I really had to think about that. I was imagining both options.
Yeah.
So, a cracker.
I haven't been to any marches yet either.
But I don't want a cracker without cheese.
You can't have it. It's just a nut or a cracker.
Can it be a flavored cracker, like a Triscuit?
No. It's like a cracker.
Like a basic,
saltine, plain cracker.
I love a saltine. I just bought a box.
How do you feel about those oysters?
I bought a box.
How do you feel about the oyster shell saltines?
I like them. We grew up with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my grandma served at Cool's Deli.
Well, you know, we had those. My family didn't, splurge on everything, but we had those.
We had a budget for saltines.
But we had bags, so maybe my family got them
from Wendy's. Oh, my God.
Well, my fridge
did
was
your
like...
And then she opened them individually and put them into a different box. She wrote saltines in
my family,
Sharpie.
No, my family, like, our cupboards in our fridge. Our cupboard in our fridge was just packed to the brim with sauces and things from restaurants. Like, little, like, McDonald's syrups. All of our syrup was in the... Yeah.
Where do you get a to-go syrup?
My dad would just be like, by the way, can we get, like, 30 syrups?
A side of syrup?
Yeah.
I guess I don't love that.
This is the same man who would get a half diet, half Coke, light ice. And I would be in the passenger seat thinking.
I had an ex who liked diet, regular ice with a splash of cherry Coke right at
the end.
That's
different. That's different. That's delicious.
Oh, so you judge half and half?
If you get diet with a splash of cherry, that's good.
Yeah.
But if you get half diet, half Coke because you want half calories, that's fucked up.
Slimming.
It is slimming, though.
Yeah. Smart. Really
what was the question?
Corners.
Best part about going to a march.
Mm-hmm. Best part about being born in March, I think.
Well, I'm an Aries, so that's nice. But you're a Pisces. How's that gone for you?
Zodiacs are so weird.
How's that going?
Great.
Mm.
I love it. Mm. So have you been to any marches?
I went to the Women's March at Sundance.
Yeah.
Did
you meet anyone?
I met some great protesters.
Yeah, but no one, like, terribly famous?
No.
Chelsea didn't say hello?
No.
Well.
What is the question? What's the best, funniest experience from a march?
Or, like, what's it like going? Do you feel empowered?
I really liked it because I...
Do you think the kids should do it?
I liked it. And I think everyone should do it. Because it felt like... Sometimes when you're on the internet and you're, like, tweeting about all these things, it feels very, like...
Yelling into the void.
And to go to the Women's March and to see all these people that are passionate about it and see myself reflected in them or see their experiences and hear a new perspective or see the diversity of representation within a movement like that.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, okay, I'm not alone. My feelings are valid. And I feel like I learn a lot by listening at those places. Like at the Women's March, I just wanted to read people's signs all day long because I'm like, I want to see what people are passionate about.
Yeah.
So it was nice. I don't know if it was funny per se.
Are you going to do the like Trump Tax Day March?
Yes.
Do you have a sign in mind?
I'm not like a sign queen.
Show me the money.
Ooh. Right off the bat.
What can we do with like Beyonce's bills, bills, bills?
Mm, there we go. Yeah,
Don't.
Something tax.
Don't be a. What was one of the Destiny's Child members who got cut?
Not Octavia.
No. Octavia Spencer was like not in Destiny's Child.
Latavia.
Don't be a Latavia.
Show us your bills. I don't know if that's going to make a BuzzFeed listicle of best signs at the march.
I'm going to use a glitter.
Okay.
I think glitter will
I think
make
the,
it.
One of the best parts is making your sign. And it's fun because you can do it with all your friends. You can have a sign-making party.
Do you remember that guy who used to do, like, tax time things and he wore that like suit with all the dollar signs all over it?
No. The Riddler? Well, I feel like kidding.
These are question marks. This guy was about saving tax money or like getting your taxes back from a tax place.
Our friend Leslie?
Maybe I'm making this up. What do you think? Do you want another one?
Let's do another one.
One more?
One more.
This one, I mean, I feel like we're both going to have a good thing to say about this.
Okay.
One. This one's from B. B says, I'm a 16-year-old girl and I don't know what to do about my boyfriend.
Mm.
I've known him forever.
Dump him. That's already the rule.
And we've been friends since we were little. We liked each other for a while and we started dating last year. Now, I feel like we disagree on a lot of things that are really important to me. For example, he's sexist.
What?
He literally doesn't listen to music by female artists because they're women. And he doesn't read books with a female protagonist. He also says he isn't homophobic, but he clearly doesn't like gay people. I've tried to talk to him, but he's literally the most stubborn person in the world. I don't know what to do because I really care about him, but I don't think I can ignore our disagreements. Mm. What do you think I should do?
Ooh. Dump his stupid fucking ass.
Yeah, I mean, is there another option?
No. You know what? Here's the thing that I have seen, especially post-election.
Yeah.
People saying, this is this person. She supported Hillary. This is this person. He supported Trump. They can still be friends because they're adults. I'm like, if this person's belief set says that I'm lesser of a person or the people that I care about are lesser people and don't deserve equal rights, then bitch, this person can fucking get the fuck out of my life.
Yeah.
My sphere of closeness for people that can come into my life is small.
Yeah.
It shouldn't include people that are disrespectful, are basic, like are not uplifting or cheering me on or the people around me on. Like, if you have beliefs that are that, I don't know.
Imagine
garbage.
Imagine dating someone who won't listen to Katy Perry.
Bye. What? I can't even fathom the concept.
Does he change the station when like?
What does he listen to? Nickelback?
Yeah.
What else?
And Chainsmokers, but not featuring Halsey.
Oh my God. He turns it down for Halsey's part.
Yeah, mute. A subtle mute. Yeah.
I can't fathom how. Insecure this human has to be.
I feel like, I mean, they've been friends for a while, but like, she said she's 16, so.
I'm gonna validate her perspective though, because maybe the dick is bomb and maybe he's cute and maybe like, he's fun.
Bitch, there's more than one bomb dick in the world.
But that's the fucking thing. Get a double-ended dildo. Well, you're 16. Do your own, live your life, I don't know. But
snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim. If you're in a situation where your boyfriend is basic as hell and has like terrible perspectives and is like,
if
he's sexist, right. I don't care how old
I'm
you are.
Just
like
wondering into like, does this spill over into like other things and how he treats her and blah, blah, blah.
She says he's sexist, period.
This is a slippery slope.
I have to assume that impacts how he treats her.
Pori Hemplo. He's sexist.
And even if he's treating you nice, look at how he treats other women in his life or other people in his life. Like, that's the type of person.
Right. What if you, like, get married and he has a daughter and then he's, like, dumb about it?
But I can't with people that are, like, oh, we need to protect women because I have a daughter. I'm like, no, you have to protect women because they're humans. Like, don't give people value or worth based on what they are to you.
Right.
Like, just because you have a, because you're a dad or just because you have a wife or blah, blah, blah. Like, this seems like a terrible person. Drop his, like, stupid ass.
Control, delete. Unfollow him on Twitter. Probably block him.
I think he sucks.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to Katie. Doesn't listen to Gaga.
How well-rounded can he be?
Yeah.
He doesn't even get that female perspective. Wow.
Basic.
I can't believe you're single now, B. Congrats.
Good luck, B. I support you in your new single adventures.
Wow. Well, okay. What a great advice episode.
I think we really helped the people.
I think so.
Now, we're not experts in any capacity, but we definitely have the best opinions, so take that as you will.
Maybe they were subtly shading us because they were saying, like, we give bad advice, and that question about have you ever gotten bad advice.
Do you think that was a slight?
A slight. Guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know. So if you guys have questions, email them to
psychobabblequestions
at
gmail.com.
Here's how you spell psycho.
Please say you'll come home. Oh. Why'd you make a turkey noise?
Because I can't do the oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Kenny's voice all weekend?
Try it again.
It was like Gollum, but like cuter.
You should sign us out being Gollum.
Hello.
Like that.
Yeah, no, sign us out.
It's going to hurt my voice. If you guys like this episode, be sure to give it a rating on iTunes. Subscribe to us everywhere. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, or you can watch the podcast a week early on full screen if you get the app. You can watch it, which has never been done before for us.
Because we look great.
And we look great. What are you wearing today? Oh, that Christmas moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing a pink hoodie.
I'd call that more of a salmon.
Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, cool. if you like the podcast, let us know on Twitter. Tweet us at Corey Cool and at Tyler Oakley. We will see you guys very soon. Later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.